Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible says, for with the heart, man believes. You don't believe God with your intellect. You can have all kind of stuff committed to memory and be defeated in life. How can you tell when you really begin to believe it? You get excited every time. I said every time. And you know, you may hear it and go, yeah, that's good. And hear it and go, yeah, that's good. And hear it and go, yeah, that's great. That's good. Hear it. Yeah, that's good. Hear it and hear it. But then when it begins to drop down in your spirit, you begin to get excited in ways that you can't explain. You can't really tell it. What? It's becoming real to you. When I was in healing school years ago, what reminded me, we were up in Delaware, what, a week or so ago, and a lady got up and testified how God had healed her of cancer. And she got that series on receiving, ministering, healing. And it was kind of new to her. But she just listened to it and listened to it and listened to it and listened to it over and over and over again and over again and over again. I mean, they told her, you know, get your business in order. I mean, you probably hadn't got long. And now they're going back to the same doctors. They said, there's no trace of cancer. She's healed. We received two or three of those just this month, didn't we? Same type thing. It's the Word. He sent His Word and healed them. How many know that's worth more than money? You can't buy that with money. That's something money can't buy. And a real similar thing to that had happened, I don't know, this must have been 15 plus years ago. A lady testified, and I knew she had, in healing school, we had it every day. And she just came every day for months. Months. Somebody say months.
Months.
Well, then she's hearing some of the same truths over and over again. And I'm sure her head's saying, I heard that last time. I got that. Yeah, I know. 1 Peter 2:24. By His stripes I'm healed. Yeah, I know. I know. Matthew 8:17. Yeah. Isaiah 53. He carried our pains. He bore our sicknesses. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. Now, when you're thinking like that and feeling like that, you ain't got it.
That's correct.
Tell your head to shut up.
Yes.
And hear it again.
Yes.
And again.
Yes. And again.
And again. It's not mental knowledge that gets you healed.
Right.
It's faith. Right. Faith is not of the intellect. Faith is not a product of your mind. With the heart, man believes. And this lady, over a period of months and months and months, and she came back. She had a good report from the test. She's clear. She's healed. She got up and testified. Somebody said, well, a friend of hers said, well, how did that happen? How did that happen? They said, you're going to die. How did that happen? She said, I just kept putting the word in. She said, I just put the word in the morning and the noontime and the nighttime. I mean, I ate, slept, drank, breathed it. I just kept putting the word in. She said, I guess there was no more room for the cancer.
Yes.
I just kept putting it in. There was no more room.
Glory to God.
And that's exactly right. I call it the law of displacement.
That's right.
Yes.
You get full of faith, there's no room for fear. You get full of life, there's no more room for death. Get full of healing, there's no more room for sickness. How do I do it? We're telling you. Just keep hearing it over and over. Just keep hearing it. Just keep hearing it and talking it and hearing it. And eventually, if you don't quit, it'll get in you. How can I tell it's getting in me? How can I tell I'm getting in faith? You will begin to get excited. Not put on, genuinely. You'll begin to get excited. And even if you think you're reserved and don't act like that, you'll still start to act like that.
Yeah.
You'll begin to smile and you'll wave your hands and you go, glory to God, even though you think you're not one of them. You get enough word in you, enough faith in you, it'll come out. You'll get excited. Glory to God. Well, let's get fear out of us. Fear of dangers, fear of problems, fear of death, and get full of faith for God to protect us. Now, there's be hard to find a better word about protection than Psalm 91. And we've been on this for week after week, Psalm 91. You like Psalm 91?
Yes.
You know there are millions of people never even heard of Psalm 91? Sad, isn't it? Well, it means you need to know it well enough to tell them about it.
Yes.
And didn't intend to do this, but the Lord has led us to just do this verse by verse and go through it. And what we've seen as we've studied Psalm 91 is that there are two sides to this thing.
Yes.
Like always.
Yes.
There's a manward side, there's our side, and there's a Godward side.
Yes.
There's His side. There's things we're supposed to do. And He tells us if we'll do that, then He'll do this that has to do with protecting us and keeping us. Now, millions of Christians don't like talking about that kind of thing. Millions, millions of Christians in all groups and denominations believe in what I call no-fault religion. What I mean is no matter what happens, it's not our fault. No matter what doesn't happen, it's not our fault. God's ways are mysterious, and you just never know. So-and-so was protected. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, you just never know. So-and-so wasn't protected. Good people, but they weren't protected, and they got cut off in midlife. Well, isn't that strange? But we just never know. God just didn't see fit to protect them some way or another. He needed another angel in the choir. He loved them so much, He couldn't let them finish out living their life. He had to take them right now. And on and on and on. And people avoid dealing with this issue that maybe they didn't do something. That they should have, well, they're good people. I didn't say they weren't. You can be a good person and do a dumb thing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Right? You can be a great person and still be ignorant of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But I'm convinced it's God's will to protect and keep all of His children. Are you?
Yes.
But we have a part to play in it. We must do our part. Now let's review a little bit. Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow, the protection of the Almighty. We talked about that shadow. We talked about, it says here just a moment later in verse 4, He'll cover you with His feathers. Under His wings you'll trust. He has a canopy of protection. He can cover you. I believe in the middle of an atomic blast, God could cover you like a mother hen covers a little chick and you not even be affected by it. Do you believe that?
Yes.
If you don't believe in God. If you don't believe God could do that, then you don't believe God is God. He's done that kind of thing many, many, many times. He did that over the whole of His people when they were in Egyptian bondage in the land of Goshen. You remember that? And these plagues would sweep through the Egyptians or their livestock, but it wouldn't cross the border of the land of Goshen. There were times when it was pitch dark in Egypt and the sun shining in Goshen. Now, how you do that? That'd be like the sun shining in Arkansas and it's pitch dark in Missouri. How can you do that? Well, God can do it. If there is this canopy around the people, it is a protective barrier. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Protective barrier. Verse 2, we see it begins to get into our part. What does it say?
I
will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. None of these words are accidental.
That's right.
Every one of these words are very significant that it's worded exactly this way. Did you hear what he said? Who's going to say? I will say of the Lord. Now keep reading. I'm going to say what? The Lord is my refuge. And what? And my fortress. And what? My God. Are you getting the emphasis here? My. See, it's not enough to just believe that God is real. And He's a Savior. He must become, for you, my Savior. It's not enough just to believe He can heal. No, you must believe He's my healer. And you gotta say it. What does it mean? He's my healer. He heals me. Just like you believe He's my Savior, He saves me. He's my protector. He protects me. And you need to say it out loud and not be ashamed of it. Just like you shouldn't be ashamed that He's your Savior and say it out loud. What if you refuse to say that He is your Lord? Does that make a difference? Is that serious? I mean, that's a big part of getting saved, right? I mean, you believe it in your heart and you what? You confess with your mouth. Jesus is Lord and Jesus is my Lord. Well, then you're saved. Well, if you want to be protected, same principle. Same principle. You say it out loud. You're not ashamed or embarrassed to say it. And you ought to practice it. Anytime something tries to shake you or scare you or move you, you ought to start talking. Are y'all with me now? Anytime anything tries to scare you, shake you, move you, what ought to come out of your mouth? The Lord is my God. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He protects me. He's my God. And He keeps me. Keeps me. Keeps my family. He keeps my stuff. You need to say it out loud. Not be ashamed to say it anywhere at any time. But she still got me. You know, you've heard me say it. And I know it maybe sounds humorous. But you still got millions of Christians. You'd say, you know, if something bad happened, would you be protected? And what will they say? Well, you just never know. We sure hope so. We hope we're okay, but you just, what do you mean you just never know? People don't believe the Bible. They don't have enough confidence to say what He said to say.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Good Timing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204I. That's R1204I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.